Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, fog and mist and 34 degrees. The White House is calling on Congress for money to help fight the deadly coronavirus.
The administration is asking Congress to approve $2.5 billion to help fight the global outbreak of the coronavirus. The money going towards developing a vaccine as well as protective gear. Top Democrats have been urging the White House for weeks to step up the U.S. response. And now, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the emergency request is too little, too late. The White House's emergency funding request has a lot of support on Capitol Hill, but we'll get a better idea of where things stand later today when Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar testifies before the Senate Appropriations Committee, and he will certainly be grilled about this request. In Washington, I'm Garrett Tenney, Fox News.
Police are investigating an armed robbery this morning at a convenience store in West Wichita. Just after 1 a.m., a man robbed a store employee at gunpoint at a Presto store at 515 North Seneca. Suspect described as a thin male, about 5 feet 10, wearing gray sweatpants and a ski mask. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the McPherson Police Department are investigating a McPherson man's death.
McPherson police received a 911 call from an individual reporting finding a man dead inside of a mobile home. It happened just after noon Monday in the 100 block of South Kelly Drive in McPherson. Officers discovered the man, and EMS pronounced him dead at the scene. The KBI was asked to assist in the case. Authorities are investigating the circumstances as suspicious, and an autopsy will be performed. Anyone with information relating to the case is asked to contact the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME, or anonymous tips can be made to McPherson County Crime Stoppers at 620-241-1122. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Former Kansas Republican Governor Jeff Collier has endorsed Western Kansas Republican Representative Roger Marshall for the state's open U.S. Senate seat.
The announcement Monday came with some Republicans still fearing a repeat of Collier's narrow primary loss in 2018 to polarizing conservative Chris Kobach. Collier urged Republicans to unite behind Marshall as a candidate who can keep Kansas red. Kobach defeated Collier by 343 votes in a seven-candidate primary for governor in 2018 and lost the general election to Democrat Laura Kelly. That sparked fears among some Republicans that Kobach could win the Senate primary and put a normally safe seat in play.
Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood reporting. Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is found guilty on two of the five criminal charges he faced in his New York County trial.
Rose McGowan calls Harvey Weinstein's conviction a powerful day and a huge step forward in our collective healing. 18 Weinstein accusers spoke briefly about their reactions to the verdict. Several echoed the same sentiments, glad he was now a convicted rapist and that the women who testified were brave. Actress Patricia Arquette.
It's vindication for all the women that he has harmed and gives hope to other victims.
Weinstein was found guilty of criminal sexual assault and of rape in the third degree. Elizabeth Banks tweeted, "I am heartened for his victims and for all those who said, hashtag me too, and time's up, that some justice has been done." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Revelers dressed in costumes and reaching for beads thrown from floats take to the streets today in the New Orleans area. When Carnival season reaches its peak, this year's celebration is tinged with grief after two parade-goers were hit and killed by floats in the run-up to Fat Tuesday. Carnival season begins January 6th, ends Fat Tuesday today after weeks of parades, balls, and merriment. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. On this Tuesday morning, Fat Tuesday, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning in traffic out there, we've got the we've got a traffic accident to report. I'd forgotten about that for just a second. But, yeah, they've got a traffic accident, 31st Street South and St. Clair. That's just a little ways east of Meridian down there on 31st Street South. The report there of a hit-and-run traffic accident. So avoid that area for the time being. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holiday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As an area of low pressure drops a little bit further into Kansas, that will have moisture wrapping around it, starting as rain and then mixing with snow at times today. Windy with a high 39. A rain-snow mix comes to an end by this evening. Our low 25, and then clearing on Wednesday with a high 38. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holiday.
And now we have a cloudy sky, 38 degrees, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. If your company has huge phone bills from one of those national companies with lots of fees, you need to call Ron and see what he can quote for you. VoxLink could possibly save you up to 35% or more off your monthly bill and one new business phone with each new account valued at $200. Call Ron at 844-VOXLINK, V-O-X-L-I-N-K, or 844-869-5465. On the web, vox-link.com. 6:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What do you got, Jed?
And, I almost went into the gasoline prices a little bit ago. Didn't want to leave you hanging. The low end I'm seeing out there right now, 2:11.
2:11?
Yep, okay. That's what I'm seeing today.
Okay. It's 6:11 now, Steve and Ted.
I wasn't here yesterday. Do you remember what the low was then?
The yield yesterday was $1.10.
Huh, okay.
No, I have no idea. I didn't pay any attention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I take my plus card into the Dillon's, and I always get about 8, 10, 15 cents off a gallon. I always do well.
Yeah.
I gassed up Shelly's car the other day for like $1.85 or something like that.
Yeah, that's...
I felt a little guilty. No, I didn't.
That's roughly what I got. I did the same thing yesterday, so that's roughly what I had. So,
taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, there's a light shower to... it looks like to the north of Wichita between here and Hutch, kind of moving to the east now, and east of 96 there. And also, you go north of Hutch up towards Salina, there's a line of showers going up that way. And here in south central Kansas, some light showers around the area. That's about it. But the pretty good heavy to moderate showers on a line going from southeast to northwest and moving to the east. And that is just passing Hutchinson over towards Salina right now. 6:12 now, Steve and Ted. Today is Tuesday, February 25th, 2020, with the mid, kind of a mild day across central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature 50 degrees, normal high for the date 51. National Weather Service reports just under a half inch of rain near Eisenhower Airport. On this date in 2013, a blizzard roared into Kansas. I don't remember this. 2013, Ted. Heavy snow combined with 30 to 40 mile per hour winds produced near zero visibilities in some areas. 4 to 8 inch accumulations were common, but the strong winds produced drifts around 2 feet. That was in 2013. We would have been.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't. I would have been down here back our old building, right?
Before Chad and I were out in the parking lot trying to push cars out of there, stuck.
Yeah, now you mentioned
we had to have brooms. We were carrying around brooms and shovels. It was horrible.
Well, I vaguely remember that, but then, you know, I didn't lift a finger to help you guys, so that's why I don't remember it too much.
That parking lot was just full of snow.
Yeah. Right.
And people's cars couldn't move. The drifts were so big behind and around the cars.
The blizzard of 2013.
In fact, I remember, you know, talking about us pushing cars out. That is the only time the previous car I had, not the one I have now, but the previous car I had, that was the only time over the entire lifetime of that I owned that vehicle that it got stuck in snow.
Yeah.
It was just in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was the same way.
It's not like I went into a ditch or something. It was in the parking lot.
It was in the parking lot. Yeah.
On this date in 1836, inventor Samuel Colt patented his revolver. And that was kind of a watershed. I mean, before that, you had to, you know, cap and ball pistols, one shot, load them up, and then this thing, you can fire off six in a hurry with that thing. Seems like I was reading one time the Texas Rangers were like the first customer, big customer that Colt had for that thing. And they put it to good use down in northern Texas during the 1830s. Grand Teton National Park officials have suspended efforts to shoot mountain goats from a helicopter after criticism from Wyoming's governor prompted Interior Secretary David Bernhardt to intervene. Bernhardt told park officials to suspend the shooting Friday night, hours after it began. Governor Mark Gordon called the helicopter shooting a farce in a letter to the acting superintendent of Grand Teton. Gordon says he looks forward to more fruitful conversation about ways to address the mountain goat problem with the National Park Service. Apparently up there in the Tetons in Wyoming, the mountain goats are going crazy. They're making new goats all the time. Yes, they've got to figure out a way to weed them out. Helicopter shooting?
Not a good visual.
That's not considered the best way to go on that.
Huh. I wonder what conservation expert decided that, just shoot them from helicopters. That'll be fine.
That'll be all right. Yeah. It's a lot less messy. Amid an ongoing debate about how Virginia should acknowledge its Confederate history, state lawmakers have passed a bill that scraps a 116-year-old state holiday honoring rebel generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. The House approved legislation that had already cleared the Senate, sending the measure to Governor Ralph Northam, who supports it. In a statement, Northam said, "It is past time we stop celebrating men who worked actively to uphold the system of slavery." Lee Jackson Day, established in 1904, is observed the Friday before the third Monday in January to honor the Confederate generals, both native Virginians. And all of my study of history shows me that Robert E. Lee was quite a general, and so was Stonewall Jackson. And they were terrific military men. I'm not sure what their attitudes were on race, but I know that Robert E. Lee said the North wanted him. They wanted him bad to be their general.
Yeah.
He said, "No, I got to defend my home state.
Support my home state." That's it. Yeah.
And so I don't know. Are we overdoing it there? Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. Today is Mardi Gras, then, huh? Or Fat Tuesday. Referring to the events of the carnival celebration beginning on or after the Christian feasts of the Epiphany. Three Kings Day, culminating on the day before Ash Wednesday, which is known today as Shrove Tuesday, right, Ted? Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, reflecting the practice of the last night of eating rich fatty foods before the ritual Lenten sacrifices and fasting of the Lenten season. So there you are, the definition of Fat Tuesday, in case you need it at work or something today. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Lead off sports now with Ted Woodward here on this Tuesday morning. And KU's number one, Ted, back on top of the rankings, huh?
And the Jayhawks right away in action last night, taking on Oklahoma State at Allen Fieldhouse. And the Jayhawks did not waste any time putting their number one ranking to work and taking care of business last night. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
McCormick spaces up from 15, and he connects so good in the mid-range is David McCormick.
He's really put that into his game, and you have to respect that mid-range jumper.
Now a block by McCormick. There's shades of Azubuike.
Throw it up.
Here comes Kansas.
A
lob. Oates, a slam. Dotson on the feed. Abadji on the finish. And Oklahoma State needs a timeout.
Great delivery by Devon Dotson, and Ochai running the lane. Best athlete on the floor.
Let me guess. Yes, they were playing in Lawrence last night.
Yeah, well, how do you know?
Crowd was
senior
into it.
Center Yudoka Azubuike, 19 points and 16 rebounds.
Yikes.
Jayhawks pound the Pokes, 83-58. KU is now 25-3 on the season, reaching the 25-win plateau for the 15th straight year. That is an NCAA record.
Wow.
Jayhawks right now are on a 13-game winning streak. They do not lose at home on ESPN Big Monday under Coach Self. And that's not hyperbole. They are 32-0 in that scenario under Coach Self. And KU just rolls right along. Meanwhile, a very difficult week comes up for Kansas State. They have to take on the top two teams in the nation in their next two games, starting with tonight at number two, Baylor. K-State is a 14-point underdog. They're trying to snap a seven-game losing streak, although they have won in Waco their last three trips down there. 7 o'clock tonight, tip-off for that one. K-State visiting number two, Baylor. You mentioned the rankings, Steve,
yeah,
and the new rankings coming out this week. Of course, KU's win over Baylor now makes the Jayhawks the number one-ranked team in the nation in both the Associated Press and the coaches' polls. Baylor at number two. KU is getting almost all of the first-place votes, except a couple of people are still voting for Baylor in both polls as the number one, which I don't understand. KU just beat them in Waco.
Yeah, in Waco.
There's two people in each poll still voting for Baylor as number one.
Yeah.
Why do I have a feeling those,
could be from
those people are based in Texas?
Could be.
But KU's getting all the rest of them. in the new polls coming out this week. We do have Shocker baseball today at X Stadium. The Shockers are continuing their five-game homestand. Arkansas Pine Bluff is the opponent today. First visit here in 11 years. The Shocks are on a three-game winning streak right now, coming off that three-game weekend sweep at home. Live coverage of the game begins at 12:30 this afternoon. The game will start at 1 o'clock this afternoon at X Stadium. It was originally a 3 o'clock game. They've moved it back to 1 o'clock. So 1 o'clock is game time today at X Stadium. You can listen to it all live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then that'll give way to our spring coaches shows tonight. First up, WSU Baseball Coaches Show with head coach Eric Wedge at 6 o'clock. Then softball coach Christy Bredbenner at 7 o'clock. Both on Sports Radio KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Houston Rockets win at home. They beat the New York Knicks 123-112. Coming off the bench as the sixth man for the Rockets, former Kansas Jayhawk Ben McLemore had 17 points. Houston has won four in a row. They're in the number four spot in the West right now. The Los Angeles Clippers win at home last night. Beat the Memphis Grizzlies 124-97. In the starting lineup for the Clippers, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris with 13 points. Off the bench for the Clippers, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet with 13 points and 4 assists. The Clippers are the number 3 spot right now in the Western Conference. And speaking of the NBA and the Shockers, happy birthday today to Fred VanVleet, the former Shocker point guard, now currently with the world champion Toronto Raptors. Fred is 26 today.
And he is doing a great job.
He's pretty special young man.
He is.
He's celebrating a birthday today. Fred is 26. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Plus, we have traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.